you're back with Annie on Saturday Breakfast on 3CR. And we've got Sue McKinnon on the line. Sue is from King Lake Friends of the Forest. And you've been in court this week, haven't you?
I have, Annie, yes. We've been defending our injunction that we won earlier, well, late last year, in our court case. We call it the Glider case.
Yeah, this is to protect the greater gliders. It's about restraining big forests from logging coops where there are greater gliders within 240 metres. How incredibly outrageous of you to want to defend our heritage.
Yes, so the greater glider is vulnerable in Victoria. It's listed as threatened. And only recently it was uplisted to endangered status in federal government, the Commonwealth government. And we started a case last year asking or demanding that Vic Forest look for greater gliders before they log. So look before you log. And also, if you find a greater glider, to protect it with a 240-metre buffer around it. So that's 18 hectares around the glider sighting. Gliders don't move from their home range, so if their home range is destroyed, they're most likely to die from starvation or predation. So that's why we need this buffer where they're actually detected. The judge listened to our case and placed an injunction that prohibited Vic Forest from logging anywhere where a greater glider had been detected. So in the whole coop, if a greater glider had been detected in the coop, which is an area of forest, of our state forest, that Vic Forest have declared a coop. If a glider is detected in that area or within 240 metres of that area, they can't log that area. And we call those the greater glider coops. And from December right through to now, those greater glider coops have been protected and not been logged, and that saves thousands of greater gliders and thousands of hectares of their habitat. Just last week, though, Vic Forest approached the court and told the court that they want that injunction removed for 5 coops.
Right. Okay, and this is at the same time. This kind of legal action that you're taking takes on a very important aspect, because the Victorian government's just recently passed legislation criminalising environmental protest by introducing sanctions of up to 12 months jail time or $21,000 in fines. So that was passed. So the intention is to quell environmental defenders fighting against native forest logging in our state. So taking this legal action is very important form of resistance.
Yes. So the protests, these draconian protester laws, are very far-reaching. They're not just targeted at people with banners that might be standing in logging coops and just drawing attention to the destruction of state forest, Victorian state forest. And they're not just directed at people that might be erecting even tree sits in those areas that draw public attention, draw media attention. So they don't, obviously they don't want the public to know that they're logging state forest and destroying it. But also it stops anyone going into these zones that they put around coops before they log them. They're called timber harvesting safety zones. And those zones cover the entire area of the area they're going to log plus a buffer. They can put those zones in any time before they log, and they can keep them there any time after they log. Some of them have been there for 4 years before logging.
Oh, my goodness.
So once that zone is there, we can't go in there and survey for greater gliders, for leadbeater possum, for any breaches that they might be making in their road construction, for any debris tumbling down down slopes and hitting the roads. We can't do any scrutiny. So effectively, we could not have run this case if, or the previous case that we had around screening roads and tracks. We could not have run those cases if these laws had been in place. It's just far too drastic a penalty to risk going into a timber harvesting safety zone once these laws are in place. I mean, I know they've been passed, but once they're in place, public scrutiny of logging and public scrutiny and checking for where threatened species are before they log will just not be possible.
Yeah, if people want an expanded understanding of this particular law, go to Thursday Breakfast 8:15 report that last week. They talked to Chris Scheringer about the actual case itself, the legislation. The issue of Vic Forests as being a run by government but actually supporting private industries raping of our public forest resources has come again and again by reports done by Friends of the Forests into the handling of our natural resources. That's true.
Yes. So most of the wood most of the forest that's cut down, of course, is left on the ground. They call that rubbish, but 85% of what is removed from the forest is used for paper and pulp and cardboard in the Nippon paper industry, Nippon Paper Inc. Pulp mill in Maryvale in the Latrobe Valley. So most of it becomes paper. There's also quite a lot that becomes cheap pellets, and we have evidence. Evidence was produced in the case that those pellets, the manufacturer of those pellets, said that they would not be able to make these pellets if they had to pay a commercial price for the wood they use. So basically, all the pellet manufacturer, all the supermarkets that use the pellets are being subsidised by the government destroying our forest, and has been for years. So the whole plantation industry has had this unfair competition from the government destroying native forest, state forest, and just could not build up. I mean, and we've got a massive pulp log plantation industry that's been able to export wood chips because they're not competing with the Victorian government cutting down the state forest. But we don't have a good saw log plantation industry because the government subsidised the saw logs for years.
Oh, it's just crazy. Case itself is in its early days. Legal cases are notoriously long-winded. Is that the nature of this particular case, or is it moving ahead?
No, the case has actually been heard.
Right. Okay.
This is it's very unusual to have a challenge to the injunction after the hearing of the trial. The trial's been heard.
Yeah.
It was heard June.
Yep.
And we're just awaiting decision. We hope to have a decision soon, but no one knows when judges hand down their decisions.
Right, and so the injunction is in place until then?
Yes, except for these, well, three out of the five coops that Vic Forest applied for exceptions. They've now been released to Vic Forest, so Vic Forest can now log these precious greater glider. I'm very reluctant to call them coops. They're precious greater glider forest stands that Vic Forest have named coops. They're in the Black Range. They're in the north of the Black Range, which is actually a wildlife refuge. The north of the Black Range, which is near Taggarty, didn't burn with high severity during the 2009 fires, unlike the south of the Black Range and the west of the Black Range. So there was this patch that only burnt with lower severity and has continued to have greater gliders in it that survived.
Oh, so they want to knock it down now that it didn't burn?
Yes. Three of these forest stands that they want it, that they've got exceptions for are in that area.
And, so was, far, you know, far sighted of them.
Yes. Yeah, devastating. It's look, any area, any time you see a greater glider and you know they're coming, the loggers are coming, it's devastating. You know, up until this case, up until this injunction, we've just detected greater gliders and then watched thick forest cut down the tree that we detected them in. It's been awful. At least for the last, you know, year, 8 months, we've been able to detect greater gliders and know that we've saved that area for that glider until this, you know, exception came. So, you know, now we're just sort of faced with knowing that there's greater gliders there and they're just, you know, the ones that haven't been seen are just going to go.
Sue, what would you like listeners to do? Is there anything that they can do to contribute to a positive outcome?
Oh, look, write to your MPs. I know it sounds, you know, ho-hum, it's the same. Write to your MPs. Get in touch with the local forest campaign group, such as ourselves, Watch, Warburton Environment, Rubicon Forest Protection Group. There's lots of groups. You know, listen out for when there's often protests on the steps of Parliament. Come and join us. Come out to the forest. You know, we have spotlight nights. If you go onto King Lake Friends of the Forest webpage, we advertise our spotlight nights and you can come and see an endangered animal just, you know, an hour or an hour and a half from Melbourne. And it's in the wild, and it's pretty exciting. So we know where they are, and because they don't move from their home range, we're pretty sure that we can take people to see them. Pretty exciting night, actually.
Thanks for talking to us this morning, Sue.
Thanks, Annie.